Riding the Youth Track, with recorded sounds and model trains by Steve Hostalis. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Steve Hostalis. From the editor, Steve Hostalis has been a dedicated railroad buff since childhood. For 35 years, he was employed by the Chicago Transit Authority, CTA. In this article, he describes a presentation he gave as part of the Youth Track for tweens and teens during National Convention. I grew up in Chicago, and I have had experience with railroads all my life. As a blind person who would never drive, I understood from earliest childhood that mass transit and intercity passenger transportation would provide me with independence and freedom of movement. My mother and many mobility instructors promoted positive attitudes about city life, independent travel, and the workings of mass transit. I have always enjoyed playing with model railroads, and such play has shown me much about how real railroads work. I want to pass along these positive concepts to the young people coming up through the National Federation of the Blind today. On Thursday evening, July 4, at our national convention in Orlando, Florida, a group of middle and high school students in the Federation's Youth Track program joined me for an enjoyable and instructive session. We began by introducing ourselves and describing the communities where we live. Significantly, all of the attendees came from small communities with little, if any, public transportation and no passenger train service. Several participants were the sighted brothers and sisters of blind youth. They had used sleep shades and tried cane travel during the cane walk earlier in the convention. I described operations on Chicago's elevated and commuter trains. When I played recordings of train sounds, someone remarked excitedly, "There's the locomotive." I invited the students to examine HO scale tracks, a small, fairly common scale used in model railroads, on a board, including an intersection and switches. I showed them models of commuter train cars and a locomotive and explained how they fit on the rails. The students gathered around and eagerly examined the equipment. They really enjoyed playing with the model railroad. In the course of all this activity, someone exclaimed, "The train derailed." As we wound down, I told one girl that I did not use a cane until I was 12. She asked me why not, sounding very troubled. She asked me how I got around. I told her that I had many difficult and frustrating moments. I asked her when she started to use a cane, and she told me she was 4 or 5 years old. I replied that she demonstrates the progress we have made in the National Federation of the Blind.